I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
We're so happy you joined us today. It's into the new year, and we just keep on going because we have so many things that we want to share with you. So we're just really happy that you're here. So, Miss Nene, I want to take a look in your kitchen drawers. What am I going to find?
My little elves are in there.
Little elves?
Yes. And those little elves don't have to be at the North Pole. They're in Miss Nene's food lab, and they help me all the time. These are kitchen tools. They're not big kitchen tools. They're little kitchen tools that come to my aid time after time after time. And, of course, there are a variety of them. They're colorful. That's my thing. I want.
It's kind of top of your list.
It
well,
is.
Maybe not the top, but right in there.
And not only are they in the drawer, but for me, where I bake and use them so much, they're sitting on a crock on my countertop, so they are within easy reach of when I want to use them. And it's almost that crock of kitchen tools, no matter if they're wire whisks or bent handle spatulas or colorful all-in-one spatulas, they're there so that I can grab them and say, great job, I'm so glad you're my helper.
And there are lots of options for putting them on your kitchen counter. If you look at magazines, look at designs, they're oftentimes various kinds of things. And so you can be very creative in terms of that holder if you'd like to have them on your counter. Now, if you're one of those people who don't want anything on your counter, well, then you just kind of got to you either have a choice of just having the drawer you open, or maybe you want your drawer divided and have it organized. Whatever works best for you, and I think that's what we're going to talk about in terms of tools. I'm guessing you have found some in the past that you had a gift, maybe you bought it, you thought this would be really great, and you find that it's still in the drawer and you don't hardly ever use it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. And as we were talking prior to the broadcast, to me, kitchen tools, like potholders, like spatulas, like anything in your kitchen, become very much like picking your own fragrance of perfume. What appeals to you is what's going to get used. And oftentimes, it's the lovely idea of giving this as a gift to someone may not always translate into the gift being used because it doesn't fit the hand of the one who's receiving it. And so I think that's something to really take into consideration when you want to give these decorative items and these useful items to someone you know who enjoys cooking and baking.
You know, another item that just came to mind when you're talking about the colorful and that sort of thing, another item that's high on my priority list is it needs to be able to go in the dishwasher.
Yes, yes.
And I think I just got a gift that maybe doesn't go in the dishwasher, and I'm going, I'm probably not going to use that very often.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that I've noticed in one of, I have two drawers that are full of different kitchen tools. And of course, the ones in the crock on top of my cupboard on my counter are the ones that are going to get used the most. The ones in the drawers, we moved into our house in 2004, and you know, most of those haven't been used. And I think, why do I even have that occupying my drawer? And some of those have been gifts, some haven't. But I also, when I do find an item, a tool, for instance, these spatulas, these one-piece spatulas that I absolutely love.
They're on my list, too, because they're one-piece. You don't have to worry about gunk getting in there.
And they don't break as easily. The handles don't break as easily. They're colorful.
And they go in the dishwasher.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And so sometimes I'll pick up these when I see them in a kitchen equipment store, just because you can't always find them. So I have a huge variety of colors of these in my drawer, as well as on my countertop.
And they, as you use them, depending how you use them, you know, if you scrape out a metal can, they do get little cuts in the edges. Eventually, now sometimes I trim that off. I hope that's okay. But eventually, it's going to need to be replaced if you have that kind of use for it.
Yes. So the spatulas are probably these one piece.
I think they're silicone.
Yes, silicone.
Because you can also use them at very high temperatures. You know, you can put them in the microwave instead of taking
a frying pan.
Yes,
and use them.
So they're kind of all around. Yeah, if you don't have a one-piece silicone spatula, you may want to add that to your list.
Well, then when we talk about spatulas, there are also the flat ones that look like what, LaVon?
Well, it looks like a piece of plastic that, you know, it's maybe 4 inches by 3 inches, whatever. Mm-hmm. Some of them are curved more or less, but usually there is a curved edge on them, but very flat.
Yes, and flexible, too. Yes. And so they are wonderful to use when cleaning out a bowl. If you have cookie batter in a bowl, cake batter, I use it to when I do layer cakes. They're wonderful to just put out a portion of a batter at a time and in the different pans, the different layer cake pans. They're wonderful for frosting, wonderful for making cheesecakes and using cream cheese. If cream cheese has been beaten in the bowl before other ingredients have been added to it, I stop the mixer and go in using this flat spatula and get all that cream cheese that may have accumulated on the side of the bowl and the bottom of the bowl so that and then stir, allow the mixer to stir that again so that I don't have little lumps of cream cheese that show up in my cheesecake.
And it covers a lot more area than a regular spatula.
Yes.
Now, one other spatula we should just mention is the bent handle one, and they come in different sizes, and I think of them mostly for frosting.
Well, but yes, that's true, but this is my great leveler when I put dry ingredients in measuring cups. I couldn't get along without these, and I know I could use a straight edge of another sort, such as a table knife, but this is just so easy to grab and
use. And it's there in your crock,
yes,
right?
It is, yes, and I always had the hardest time. When I was growing up, Mom would say, well, get the spatula. Well, there are different kinds of spatula.
Right.
Do I get the metal spatula? Do I get the rubber spatula? And of course, that time there wasn't
just
silicone.
The rubber ones, yeah.
And so there are all different kinds of spatulas. But yes, the bent-handled ones are pretty handy.
Let's talk about wire whisks for a minute, because I'm guessing you have several sizes of those.
I do. Yes, and some that are my favorites. Again, even in just, you wouldn't think that wire whisks I would be so temperamental about my wire whisks, but I am, because some of them come with a very narrow handle for gripping. Others of them have a wider aluminum, I suppose that would be.
Or stainless steel,
yes,
maybe.
Stainless steel, okay. Handle on them. And they're easier for me to grip, and I can hold onto them better if I'm whisking dry ingredients together, if I'm whisking powdered sugar with lemon juice or cream or milk for frosting. They're just a handy, handy item. And you know, you can use a spatula to mix, for instance, a frosting, just in a little measuring cup, or you can use a whisk. And for sure, you're going to get a smoother a combination of ingredients if the whisk is used, and then clean out the bowl with that silicone spatula.
And I like a little, I have a baby one, a little whisk that I use probably more than any others. Now, I'm just going to throw in here, because we're coming in, and I won't say much about it, but I have to have a kitchen shears, you know, heavy-duty kitchen shears, and I have two of them, and I couldn't live without them. They do everything in my kitchen for me except stir, so.
Yes.
Now, you are the queen of cookies.
Well, I do bake a lot of cookies,
yes,
that's for sure. Yes, and I couldn't get along without my Silpats. These are silicone baking mats that are available to purchase and use to lay on the cookie sheet. I use them for a variety of purposes.
Do you grease them?
Oh, no.
And you don't have to grease the pan?
Nope, you don't grease the pan. Now, you could substitute parchment paper if you don't want to invest in the baking mats. But they are washable, and they can go into the dishwasher. I believe that's correct. And so they're reusable time after time.
Use them over and over and over versus the... Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good to have some parchment paper, but you have to throw that away and start over. The Silpats, you just keep on using.
Yes, and I even have a large one. That was my request for Christmas gift about 4 years ago when I was really into, well, maybe even more than that, when I was into competitive baking and baked a lot of bread because I wanted a surface to put down. I didn't have a big enough surface to put down on my countertop that would allow me to knead bread dough.
Okay.
And same with cut out cookies, whatever. And that, I've only seen the larger one available through King Arthur Flour Company.
Yeah, they're a little more difficult to find. And finally, when I think of cookies and some other things, in fact, I saw somebody using it on TV the other day making little muffins. Are those different sizes of...
ice cream scoops or cookie scoops, yes. And I have three different sizes and find that I use the one that it measures about 1¼ inches in diameter across the flat surface of the scoop.
All right. But look for different sizes, and that's how you get those perfectly same size cookies every time.
Yes.
Well, let us know what's in your kitchen that's a favorite tool of yours. We'd love to hear from you. And, of course, you can find us at...
KJAN.com. Click on programs. Click on familyfuninthekitchen.com. And you can click on to hear the podcast or to get recipes that we have up there even from previous shows. We've had a great time visiting with you today. Please remember to always have family fun memories in the kitchen.